Joining us here in the studio this morning, we have Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now we're almost done with August, so I'm guessing that you're going to be talking a little bit about September programming.
We are going to talk about September programming.
All right. Where do you want to start, Susie?
Just a brief reminder about our hours over Labor Day weekend. We are open Friday and Saturday 9 to 1. We're closed Sunday and we're closed Monday for Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And then we open Tuesday the 8th, and then we start our regular hours, which includes Saturday 9 to, I think, 9 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. So we will be open both days of the weekend after September 8th. So just a reminder about the hour change. And then I want to just talk about programming for September.
Okay. Well, so let's do that.
We have a couple of our regular programs. So Book Club and Memory Cafe are going on. But the teens are getting back into gear again. So we do have a teen program on Sunday the 20th. We're going to do street art painting. So the idea is that people who come we'll get a little piece of a canvas, and then we're going to put it all together in a mural. And when we're done, then we're going to hopefully hang it in the teen area. So, again, just trying to help the teens make a mark on their space in the library. If you haven't been in recently, there's been some letters and bulletin board areas added to the teen space, and we'll soon have the letters over the meeting room. The teens have chosen Teen Scene Studio as the name of their space because they wanted it to be a place for teens to interact, but also a place for creativity. So I kind of like that idea. So those 3D letters are being printed currently, and we will get them up soon, which is really cool. Then in addition to that, we have our regular September programming. I have one program I want to just start talking about already. It starts in October, but it's called Planning Ahead. Mm-hmm. I collaborate with the UW Extension in Green Lake County or Fond du Lac County, and they run a 6-week course called Planning Ahead, and it focuses on end of life choices. So financial stability and thinking about how you're taking care of your finances. Funeral planning, grief, estate planning, all those types of things that you would be talking about at the end of your life, your own care, you know, how you're going to provide for that, how you're going to provide for your family after you leave. Just getting some of those things in place so that after you pass, your family isn't left holding the bag, so to speak, but making some of those choices so you have input into those choices before anything happens and you can't make those choices. So it's a really great program. I took the program myself. You get a booklet where you can put all the information in this booklet, and then when you pass, everything that your family needs is in one secure location, which is great. It's a great program. You do need to register by calling the UW Extension, and the phone number is on our calendar and on our flyers, but it's a fabulous course. That, because of the renovation, that one's still going to be held up at the Senior Center. And that will be on Wednesday, starting in October, Wednesday the 7th at 10 a.m., and it'll run 6 consecutive Wednesdays. So just wanted to put a plug in for that because it's a fabulous course, but we do need registration for that one.
Is there a cost for materials for that?
No cost.
Okay.
Between the UW Extension and the library, we subsidize everything for that class, so no cost involved at all for anyone. It's a free class. It's worth it. It's so worth it. Everybody who's taken it is just like, this is so fabulous. I know it is. I just need more people to register and take it. The other event is the library, as you know, always likes to participate in community events. So we have the Touch a Truck event happening on Saturday, September 12th. And that starts at 9 o'clock at Barlow Park. So just wanted to give a shout out for that. The library is always involved in community events, and this is one of our favorites. This is a more recent program that the city started. I think this will be the second or third one that we've done now with them. But that's also a great program as well, where all the city departments have vehicles or some sort of display, and kids can come out and climb on the trucks. And the library will be there with a lot of play equipment to give kids a break. We always take a lot of our toys from the romper room over there. And then handing out our calendars and things like that. So we'll have a table there, a space there. But just a reminder that that's coming up pretty fast in September as well.
Yeah, that kind of replaced the city's participation in National Night Out. So
I think something like that, we moved it to a Saturday. It's just easier for everybody to get there on a Saturday morning.
It evolved.
It did, a little bit. They're actually other events throughout the United States that are touch a truck or touch the truck whatever you want to call it. But this is ours. It's a great program, and we're happy to do that. So
yeah, you don't win a truck by keeping your hand on a truck. It's just called touch a truck.
It's just touch a truck because it's mostly for the kids.
Yeah.
All
right. So what's up next?
And then the last thing is just a reminder of our book club. So our book for the month of September is Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney. And that is one of those books that does sleight of hand. So there are several different narrators through the book, and you have to figure out which ones are believable and which ones are not. So it's kind of a mystery, suspense, thriller kind of book all wrapped in one. But Alice Feeney is an author known to pull a rabbit out of her hat every once in a while.
Okay.
So it's a surprise kind of a book with a lot of twists and turns in it. So just if you don't have a copy of it, we have copies available at the library.
Yeah.
Even if you don't attend our book club, we always, you know, highly recommend that people can still read the book. We have plenty of copies available. Stop at the desk because we keep those behind the desk for checkout during the month. So always lots of fun with our book club.
So no skipping ahead to the end, right?
I would not recommend it.
I mean, that would ruin the whole experience.
It would ruin it. You kind of need to read it through.
Okay. And where is that going to be held?
Book club is still being held at Our Savior's on Scott Street. Okay. And just a reminder for anybody listening, there is that construction on Houston. So you might need to go around on Jackson to get over to Our Savior's because it's hard to get through on Scott Street right now with the construction there on Houston. It's really hard to cross Houston.
Yeah. Well, the good news is probably by the end of November, most of this construction will be done.
I hope so. And by November or December at the latest, I'm hoping we'll be back at the library again.
Right.
And we, again, are so thankful for all of our community partners that have shared their spaces with us during this renovation process. It's been wonderful to be able to know that we can still do all of our programming in other locations. So,
anything else?
I think that's it at the moment. Oh, one other thing I wanted to comment. It's not starting in September. It's starting in October, but we have several gaming events happening coming up that we're getting those back going again. So our tabletop role-playing will start up in October on the second Sunday and then continue on the second Sunday. So it's an open game time for those who like to play Dungeons & Dragons or other role-playing games, tabletop role-playing games. And we have several game leaders who run that. So they're happy to teach or they're happy to run games. And that's just been a really popular event. I was sorry we had to stop it for a little while, but we're going to get it started again. And then on the 10th of October, we've got an all ages gaming event of just board games over in general. And Ben, our circulation supervisor, runs that. And again, he'll be there to help people learn how to play the game or just be available. And that's going to just be in the adult and teen area spaces. We have our games on the shelving on the wall there, so we can just pull them out, put them on the tables, and people can play. It's so nice to have space to do that kind of thing right in the department now. Loving that. Lots of tables and chairs spaces so that we can run these kinds of events just in an open space. And that, it just encourages more people who are passing by to join in. Not that, you know, you can intentionally come for that, but sometimes we snag people who are like, oh, I didn't know this was going on. So it can be a good way to just showcase some of the different games that we have in the library. So that's happening October 10th. And then on the 11th is the tabletop role-playing game. So lots of gaming events coming up. Again, we're getting those back into gear again in the fall here. So excited to have that happen as well.
Well, Susie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library.